episode 2 of the Dr. Gonzo's Guides podcast. I read the science so you don't have to. Hello again, friends. Kristen Gonzalez here, and today I'll be giving you tips on how to get the biggest bang for your organic produce buck. I have a PhD in biology and write all the material in the blog Dr. Gonzo's Guides. Please visit the Dr. Gonzo's Guides Facebook page for links to the subjects mentioned in these podcasts, and like us for the chance to win prizes and giveaways. And keep in mind while listening to this podcast that material presented is intended to be helpful and informative and should not be considered a substitute for medical advice in any way. Well, it's old news that we should be feeding our families organic produce if at all possible. And the reason is mostly because organically grown produce hasn't been exposed to herbicides, fungicides, pesticides. And this is important because many of these chemicals have been documented as endocrine disruptors. So what are endocrine disruptors? Well, they mess with the body's endocrine system, which is your hormone system. These chemicals disrupt the endocrine signals, which can then lead to developmental, neurological, immune, and reproductive problems. Now, endocrine disruptors may be found in lots of everyday products, including plastic drink bottles, the lining in metal food cans, detergents, flame retardants on furniture, pajamas, toys. They can also be found in cosmetics and also in the residue from pesticides on produce. Now, in a later podcast, I'll give you more an in-depth explanation of endocrine disruptors and where they lurk in your home. But for now, we'll just focus on produce. If you're like I am, you don't have a gazillion dollars to buy every item on your produce list in organic form. So, what's the best way to get the biggest bang for your organic produce buck? Well, here are three very quick tips to help you decide whether to buy organic while contemplating the produce in your grocery store or at the farmer's market. So, buy organic if you consume the skin, like apples, tomatoes, strawberries. You get the idea. Buy organic if it's a leafy green, like spinach, lettuce, kale, collard greens. And finally, buy organic if it's a starchy, light-colored tuber. In other words, a white or a yellow potato. Well, if you'd like to take it a step further, you can download your favorite app devoted to organic foods. One of my favorite go-to sources for food safety is the Environmental Working Group. You can easily download their app to your phone for handy reference to decide whether you should buy a certain item in organic form. Just search Google Play or the iTunes App Store for EWG Dirty Dozen. They have a printable list if you prefer. After a while, you won't even need the list. EWG has a list called the Dirty Dozen, noting the produce items that have the highest levels of residual pesticides. And I only buy the Dirty Dozen list if they're available in organic form. And usually, if I just wait until the next time I go to the store, that same item will be there in organic form. So quickly, the produce items on the Dirty Dozen list are cherry tomatoes, grapes, peppers of all kinds, both hot and sweet, celery, cucumbers, nectarines, peaches, the yellow and white potatoes, spinach, strawberries, and most importantly, apples. Apples had the highest levels of residual produce of any produce item tested. Now you might think, well, why would apple juice have lots of residual pesticides? It doesn't include the skins. Well, the apples are crushed with the skins on, and therefore all of the pesticide residue ends up in the apple juice. And if you look at the box of lots and lots of products that are marketed towards kids, they contain apple juice as a sweetener, which makes you think, of course, that it's healthier for your child instead of just plain old sucrose sugar. Now, if you shop at Costco, you'll be happy to learn that their tomatoes and bell peppers are grown in hothouses, and they don't use herbicides or pesticides. So, although they're not technically organic, I'm happy to buy them because they're not exposed to those chemical nasties. the produce that has the least amount of residual pesticides and really isn't worth paying the extra money for organic are on the EWG's Clean 15 list. So in alphabetical order, they are asparagus, avocado, cantaloupe, corn, eggplant, grapefruit, kiwis, mangoes, mushrooms, onions, papayas, pineapples, sweet peas, the frozen variety that are shelled, and sweet potatoes. While I think it's a good idea to limit pesticide exposure if possible, especially when young developing brains are involved, scientists and health experts overwhelmingly agree that the mere presence of pesticide residue on food doesn't mean that they're harmful. But personally, I just prefer to err on the side of caution when it comes to my kids' developing brains. I mean, fewer chemicals are always better, right? If organic varieties are not available, I do not advocate avoiding fruits and vegetables. Americans should be consuming more fruits and vegetables, not less, especially if they hope to reduce their risk of cancer and heart disease and diabetes and obesity. In many American communities, organic produce is just simply not available. And I know this because I used to live in the heart of North Dakota for a decade when my kids were babies. And for many of those years, I couldn't find an organic piece of fruit to save my life. If organic produce isn't available, by all means, buy the conventionally grown varieties. And this should make you feel better. The good news is that conventionally grown produce is very safe, according to the USDA. Their database shows that 99.8% of the produce tested fell far below the permissible upper level of pesticides and herbicides. This goes for all the baby food that they tested as well. So, I hope this helps you when making decisions about whether or not to spend the extra money on organic produce. And that wraps it up for today. If you would like me to cover a particular topic, just let me know by leaving a comment on my blog, Dr. Gonzo's Guides, or email me at drgonzosguides@gmail.com. That's drgonzosguides@gmail.com. See you next time.